with your host, D.
What's up? It's your boy, the Dean, class in session. Oh, let me see here. Post that up. Hope everybody's doing good. Let me see. Want to welcome everybody to the show. It's your boy, the Dean, class is in session. Did we freeze? I don't know why we froze. We shouldn't have froze. All right. Hopefully you don't have any technical difficulties. Lines are open, guys. Shout out to everybody in the show. I want to welcome you all on to the show. I hope you all locked and loaded. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. All right, let me see here. I'll get y'all questions in 1 second. Just wanted to say to y'all guys out here, let me see here, give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds, I want to show y'all something. I want to show y'all something. Let me load that shit up. So I wasn't here. Sorry. Check. Okay. Here we go. I just want to make sure everybody can hear me. Make sure everybody can hear me.
What was it that Mama brought to the table?
What is going on? I'm hearing some.
What did she bring?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm hearing something in the background. Wait a second. I'm hearing some background shit.
To get to honor her with the last.
Give me a second. Oh, wait. Let me see. All right. Let me get to this thing real quick. Hold on, let me set this shit up right. There we go. I hit the wrong button, man. All right, now we're good. I hope you. It's starting. It's stopping for some reason. Jesus Christ, man. Hold on. Wait. We might have to switch this shit over, man, because I don't want this shit acting up. It's freezing. Yeah, give me a second. Guys, give me 1 second. Let me switch some stuff around, man, because we're having this Apple computer is not cutting it. All right, let me see. All right, guys, give me 1 second. I know it's choppy. Give me a second. We're going to switch out. Give me 1 second. right, give me 1 second. I'm going to switch it out. Hold on, man. This is terrible. Oof. Let's see here. Let's make this change. Fucker here, man. StreamYard. Check. Settings, camera. Bravio. Audio, check. Oculus, Rodecaster, there, check. All right, good. All right, we should be good. All right, hold on. Let me know if y'all can hear me, guys. Oh, shit, wrong one. Damn. Oh, fuck. All right, check. All right, we should be good. All right, can y'all hear me? I just want to know if y'all can hear me. I made the switch. Let me know if y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? All right. That's good. All right. Let's see if I can change. All right, let me go ahead and bring this caller in and everything. Let me bring him in. Sorry for the wait. 404, how can I help you, sir? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
Hey, Steve. You hear me?
How you doing, sir? Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hey, man, this title, what you just said, man, just speak to me. I just have a little questions, and
sure,
asking for your insight. I'm pretty sure.
Question,
yeah,
man.
I'm pretty sure I fucked up on this. Not necessarily asking for a relationship, but pretty much giving off the energy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't read your mind.
Hello?
So if you can, as I said, I can't read your mind. So if you can probably kindly ask the question, we can move along, sir.
Oh, okay.
Read your mind. What's your question?
Okay. So apparently, I was open for a relationship. I communicated that. I wasn't really asking for it.
Well, what do you mean open for a relationship? Why were you open for a relationship?
The base is I'm more of a monogamous guy. So, I'm dating more.
No, sir. Even though you're a monogamous guy, I'm asking you, why are you trying to get in a relationship even though you're a monogamous guy? I'm asking you that. Why?
It's not necessarily I'm trying to get in a relationship.
Well, you just said, okay, sir, you just said that you told somebody open to a relationship. Did you not say that? And I'm not just putting this out of the air. So I'm asking you if monogamous guy, I don't understand. I'm not pulling out of the any like feathers out of the air. I'm just taking what you're saying, sir. I'm asking you.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand you're monogamous, but why do you want a relationship? That's what I'm asking you. Why do you want a relationship?
The reason I want a relationship is because I'm interested in starting a family.
No. What is the problem? Okay, let's get to the problem. What is the problem? What's the question? What's the question? Okay, what happened with the woman? What's going on?
Okay. Let's start with that, man. I believe I made a mistake by, even though I won a relationship and was open for it, I made a mistake by giving off too much energy. It started off us just hooking up and not going on crazy dates or whatnot, so it eventually advanced to something more consistent. The problem I had was with myself during the whole course of the vetting process.
But this is my problem. This is why I'm telling you. This is why you shouldn't even be in a relationship, big guy. I was trying to say, but you wouldn't let me finish. Just because you're monogamous doesn't mean that you're prepared for a relationship because you don't have a relationship with yourself. And what you're doing is what we're talking about in this subject. You're sending mixed signals. See, most of you guys wonder why women give you mixed signals. It's because you're sending them when you start meeting her. One hand, you want to fuck her, but yet you're trying to be her friend. The other hand, you want her face in the pillow, yet you beating around the bush. Another one, you guys, you want to smash and everything, and you just sitting on time and everything. Sitting on, then when you want something, you're sending her mixed signals. So, but what is your question? What is your question?
Okay. My question is, we broke away. We didn't commit to any relationship. I'm going to continue dating, and she's going to continue dating. But she also let me know that she's open to come back around. So I'm just trying to have better.
She's open to come back around. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. So open. I guess that means she's gonna try the option. That's cool. That's cool with me. But she's giving me a possibility that come back around.
Brother, stop. Tell me a person who gets fired from a job, and then tells the company that fired them that they're gonna say, "Hey, you know, like I get fired from Nike, and I tell the guys, hey guys, y'all fired me." What I'm going to do is I'm going to just go to Reebok and Adidas and all these other places. And then when I'm ready, I'm going to come back to y'all and y'all give me a CEO position, a corner office, and a stipend so I can get a brand new vehicle. What are you talking about?
Understood, sir. So,
why are you letting some woman tell you what the fuck you going to be doing? What is that?
No. She ain't really tell me that she's gonna be. What? She's telling me that.
What?
Of course she wants a relationship, but she's telling me there's things that she's insecure about that she don't
Listen. Goodbye to her. Let her go.
Yep.
There is no look. We can never have a relationship again. All I got is dick and bubblegum. I'm all out of bubblegum. All you get is dick. If you want to fuck on the side, that's fine, but you are not relationship worthy. You are not girlfriend worthy. You are not living worthy. You are not engagement worthy. And you damn sure ain't wife worthy or mother of my child worthy. You only your worth is your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. That's all I can offer you. And if you can't accept that, goodbye. How dare you let a woman talk to you like that? You're a king. Hey, how dare you let a woman disrespect you like that, man?
It was underlining. The underline is disrespect, but she came off as in.
Stop. The underline was disrespect. This is why I'm telling you why you're not ready for a relationship. Because you are sending mixed signals. The reason she ain't fucked with you is that you're sending mixed signals. Okay, here he is. She's sending mixed signals to you, but you guys think it's her. Women don't send you mixed signals until you give them a reason to send you mixed signals. Mm-hmm. And all you've been doing is not standing on anything. And every time she tests you and tries your punk card, you just cave in, man.
Okay. I believe the issue was, like you said, with self, just like I told you, just because I don't have any issues seeing multiple women, but because I'm more monogamous,
polygamy, listen, monogamous, polygamy, mm-hmm. whatever you want to do, that's none of my business. You can be what you want to be. I'm saying that you are not relationship ready because you, mm-hmm. like the subject of the show, is that you are sending these women mixed signals. And the worst part about it, there's not a signal to show her you're being a man. So she's getting mixed signals of soft, guy friend, mm-hmm. gay friend, friend, buddy, mm-hmm. friend zone. So it's a bunch of mixed signals. You can't lead her because you're not leading yourself. So everything she's mm-hmm. saying is because you position yourself there. Sir, 914, I got you next. What's up? Okay, well, I can't hear. I guess you left. All right. All right, 404, we'll get you back in. 84, we got 914 and 850. 914, what's your question, brother? How can I help you? 914 going once. 914 going twice. All right, area code 850. Can you hear me? 850, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can.
850. All right, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, I purchased a product from you. I'm trying to find out how do I go about getting it.
What did you purchase?
It's a 3-hour conversation class, ground zero.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If there are five conversation ground zeros and you order three, can I read your mind and know what it is you want? Or do you follow the instructions and email me and tell me what you want if you read it correctly? You want
to
know why you're not getting stuff? You email it to me right now and I'll get it to you right now. Just email me right now. I'll take care of you, all right? All right, peace out, man. All right, 100, for respect, man. All right, guys, y'all have a question, go ahead and ask. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Class is in session. If y'all got questions, go ahead and post. We got you and all this other stuff. 914, call back. Okay, yeah, call back. Dude, if I say hello, you don't say shit, I'm going to move on, bro. Call back. 914, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man?
Yeah, hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Hello? First of all, like, I've been listening to you for a while. You helped me so much. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate, like, what you be doing out here. And I just had a question because I was at the club last night, a club that I'd be going to a lot. And I went up to these two girls. I started talking to them. And, like, before I could even really start talking to the one I really wanted to talk to, her friend immediately just came up and was like, yo, she has a boyfriend and this and that. And then, like, the girl I was talking to, she was like, I guess I got a boyfriend and shit. And, like, that whole shit kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I was just like,
Call her.
Hello?
Can you please tell me tell me the weak-ass shit you said to those women? What'd you say to the women?
I literally just walked up. I was like, hello, my name's Toby. Like, nice to meet y'all. How y'all doing? And that was it. Like, before I could even, like, ask, like, what her name is and try to, like, put my bid in or what I think my business. My bad.
All right, Toby, do you want to do all the talking? You just want me to shut the fuck up, or you want me to answer the question?
Oh yeah, please answer. Please answer. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Problem is, Toby, you ain't got no fucking game. Problem is, the alpha female recognized you were weak, and you disrespected her. you didn't even approach the alpha female. When you introduce yourself to both ladies, you never took the time to find out who the alpha female is. And then when you went to the women and started speaking to the woman, the women, you should have spoke to the alpha female first. And then when you spoke to the alpha female first, then she would allow you to move and talk to the other woman. But what you did was you walked in there, you disrespected the whole clan or the pack, the two women. You disrespected the alpha female by not giving her flowers first. And then she told – that's who do you think is the one that told you that she's single? I mean, it had somebody, the alpha female, because you disrespected her. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so where's your – anything – what can I help you? What's up? Any other questions?
No, that was it. That was it. I was literally just confused about the situation because I did greet both of them. I ain't going to lie to you. I greeted both of them, and before I could even continue, she, like, immediately hit me with that. And when she hit me with that, I immediately responded with, like, no offense by that.
Can you – okay, look, bro. She – you greeted both of them. That's the problem. You never greeted the alpha female first. It is a disrespect to the alpha female pack if you are talking to some – the alpha female thinks she's the baddest, even though she might not look the baddest. Remember, the prettier the woman is, the greater the insecurities are, okay? So sometimes the alpha female is the fat, ugly one, the one that looks like Grodd and everything. But she runs the pack. And if you don't give her flowers, she's going to get up and walk away, and then the pack's going to leave, okay? So you got to speak to her. Not that you're trying to pick her up, but you're showing her respect to allow to go into the group because she's cock-blocking you, man.
Yeah, I hear you. So in that situation, okay, is there, like, an easier way to tell who's the alpha female? You know what I mean?
And watch. You got to sit and watch, okay? You got to watch, okay? The alpha female, okay, there's two things you got to watch, the alpha female and the lieutenant. The alpha female is the one that wants the ballers, the shot callers, the guy with money. And a lot of the pretty girls, they're just pretty, but they're under the thumb of the ugly one because she's running the pack. So you got to watch how they move. The alpha female is either going to be in the front of the pack, leading the pack, or she's going to be in the back, or sometimes in the middle. You just don't know. You got to watch how they move. Because the one that is the wildest one and the one that just, like, you know, and again, it's usually the big one. It's the big, fugly ones that's usually running the pack. And what happens is that their lieutenant that is trying to build her pack is starting to find places to position the alpha female so she can then talk to the guys, you know, the athletes, the guys that have money. That's all her thing is, you know what I mean? She's there to have a good time, party, and do her own thing, but she will never allow anybody to come in and disrespect them. See what I'm saying? You can't just walk to the pretty one. You walk to that pretty one, she going to get up and walk away, and the whole pack going to leave. She'll be like, well, I'm sorry, I got to go. No. You walk up to the alpha female. You introduce yourself to her, and she going to bypass you because you're like crumbs to her. But you got to pay homage, dog. I'm serious. Only way you get into the pack is that way. Now, if it's guys in the pack, that's different. If there are three guys and two, if there's any guys in that pack, you do not just go into that pack at all because that's a cock block. He's going to cock block you from all the women. Because one of those women he's trying to fuck that he can't get. So you got to – now, if it's a guy, you got to get him at the bar. The guy, you got to get him at the bar. Never go and try to talk to a woman that's like four women and two guys because you don't know what the situation is. But the only way you're going to know is this is where you hunt the guy, okay? You hunt the guy. So if you hunt the guy, and I don't mean in a sexual way, you hunt to get into the pack because he's the key. You set everything up. Yo, what's up, man? How you doing? My name is Steve. Oh, man, it's great, man. Man, I'm talking to that woman over there. I'm talking to that woman over there, man. These women off chain. I got so many. Man, I gave my number out to so many women and all this other stuff. Man, look at that sexy one over there. Man, and listen, follow me on this caller. I'm doing all this. Oh, man, hey, what's going on, man? What's your name? Be like, hey, my name's Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm Steve, big dog. Hey, Mike, what you drinking, big dog? Hey, bartender. Hey, Mike, what you drinking? Oh, Michelob Ultra? Hey, bartender, give my dog Mike a Michelob Ultra. All right, Mike. Hey, look, man. I'm going to get back over there and holler at those women over there. But, hey, Mike, if I see you around, I'm going to come by and holler at you. Okay, Steve, it's nice meeting you. and my work is motherfucking done. Because when I go over to those women, he's going to watch me go over to those women. All this is position. He's going to go back to the pack. Now, I'm going to make my way around to the pack. And as soon as he sees me, he invites me into the pack. Yo, Steve, come here, man. Come here. I want you to meet Julia, Tammy, Michelle, and Rick, Kim. I don't know, whatever the names is, right? I'm already in.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cool guy because they trust his – they trust him more than they trust me. But the cool thing is when I talk to the one that he's trying to talk to, I'm talking to the one that his friend is trying to talk to, he's going to do the work for me as I leave the pack. See, once I'm in the pack, I'm already going to put my bid in. Once I'm in the pack, I'm going to put my bid in with old girl. But what happens if Mike's friend, Tom, is liking the girl I'm talking to, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happens, that happens, right?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying is that Mike at then is like, oh, no, don't worry about it, Tom. I got you, dog. Because he's ready to throw salt in my game, right? But this is what I prepared him to do. So as I walk off with old girl, I walk away from old girl, what do you think Mike going to say? Oh, you know, hey, yeah, he's a cool guy, but you shouldn't mess with a guy like that. You know, when I was sitting there talking to him, he was telling about all the women he was messing with. He was messing with like 4 or 5 women over here, you know. And when I left him at the bar, you know, he's gonna Paul Revere and set me up, and that's what I wanted to happen. Because the woman's going to feel some kind of a way. She's going to break from the pack. So what did I just do? I separated from the herd. She's going to break from the pack and run into me. And you ready? She's going to give me a piece of her mind. How dare you try to talk to me when you're talking to all those other women? And that's where I'm good now. Now I got on a one-on-one basis. By the time I get done talking to her, we're going to be in the corner kissing and shit. But as I'm saying, it's two different ways. You from women, from the guy, okay? So I gotta keep moving, okay? All right, we'll throw you back in, man. Respect, brother.
I appreciate you, Steve.
I appreciate you too, man. Let me get to the next call. All right, 805, I just talked to you already, 805. 407, what's your question? How can I help you?
Nah, Dean, I'm just listening. You sound louder on a speaker anyway, so.
Okay, all right, all right, cool. All right, thank you. 850, let me see, did you have a question? 850, let me check the things. 850, did you have a question, sir?
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know I sent that email.
All right, cool. All right, I got you, dog. I got you. All right, thank you. I got you, man. All right.
All right, appreciate
I appreciate it. I'll take care of you. All right, bro. Respect. Okay. So what we're talking about today, guys, is this. So many of you guys get with women, all right? And sometimes you think everything is going good. You think everything is going great. Y'all are talking. Y'all are connecting. What the fuck just happened? Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all are talking and y'all are connecting and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, something begins to happen with that woman, okay? Maybe she's doing certain things. Maybe all of a sudden you would hear from her every day or every other day, and she would be excited and happy to hear from you. Then all of a sudden, she stops to message you. Or maybe she was ready to have a date with you or something, and all of a sudden, she changes her mind. Maybe she's entertaining other things or starts to talk to you about other guys, and you're saying to yourself, wait a second, what's going on here? Why is she sending me all these mixed signals? I don't understand. I thought she was interested in me. Gentlemen, please understand this about women. If you cannot catch and hold and ride that wave or that current, she is going to move on. Gentlemen, I always tell you when you become a man, you get this shit down, you're going to get bored with women. You're going to meet them, everything will be cool, and it's not you sitting mixed up. You just get bored and move on. They do the exact same thing. They get bored because it's not the fact that they are bored with you. It's the fact that you guys are, like I was saying before, are sending the woman mixed signals. You're sending the woman a mixed signal, and that's the problem, okay? Most of you guys out here, you listen to your friends that tell you, be nice to the woman. And I'm not saying be nice, but don't be soft. Be nice, and You know, take your time, because women like you to take your time. And, you know, don't rush it, you know. You know, if you rush it, she's going to think you're one of those assholes. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a jerk. Don't be cocky. Don't be arrogant. Don't be conceited. Don't be narcissistic. Don't be egotistical. You don't want to do that, because that's not good for you. You want to be the complete opposite. You want to be nice. You want to be kind. You want to be understanding. You want to make her feel like, you know what, she's not just a piece of meat, even though you want to fuck her, right? You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, for you guys out there, is that you're sending her a mixed signal. How is it that you're interested in her, but yet you're being her friend? How is that? How do those signals even line up? You guys know you want to smash. You know you want to smash. But yet, you just want to talk and hang out with the food. You want to ask her boring questions and be her friend first, because somebody told you that you got to be friends before lovers type bullshit. Are you serious? It can't even work that way, man. But a lot of y'all worry about failure. I get that. A lot of y'all concerned about a lot of things. I get that. But what I'm saying is that think about the mixed signals that you're sending women from the first moment you talk to them. Y'all are either, you're either beating around the bush, you're walking on eggshells, or you're just waiting for a choosing signal or life to happen. And that's not how game works, gentlemen. Life does not work that way. The game does not move that way. And when you don't move the way you should move, all you're going to do is send her, like I was saying before, a mixed signal. But what is the mixed signal you're sending her? And you don't even actually understand the signals that you're sending her. You're sending her, I like you, but I'm the weird guy. I'm going to show you why you shouldn't like me, because I'm not going to lead you anywhere. I'm just going to wait for our fate to line up through the stars, because my astrology teacher or somebody I read told me that I should wait for choosing signals, a way for us to connect as one. And that the game doesn't work that way, gentlemen. The game does not work that way. And in order for you to fix that, you have got to be able to stop sending the mixed signal of what you're actually trying to avoid, but you're being, than just doing and learning the game, your qualities, your traits, your sexual skills, your attributes, the resources that you have to make her smile, make her laugh, make her blush, make her think. Because all these things, when you have the game, they're under your control, because you're in control. And the more you're in control, the more she will begin to what? Lose control. We want her to lose control. We don't want to sit around here and pretend that we actually care about what she does for a living, or we actually care about where she goes to school and her aspirations. The things that she wants to do in her life. We don't care about that stuff. And it's not that we don't, it's not that we don't care, ladies. Let me make sure. It's not the first thing of concern for us. Sure, we like to hear about that, but that's not the thing a man really wants to talk about and discuss right now. I am really trying to see if you are worthy of my time. And I'm not going to find out if you're worthy of my time by doing what? Asking you what you do for a living? That's not going to help me find out if you're worthy for my time. Your behavior is going to show me if you're worthy of my time. But for all you guys out there, I'm going to tell you how women do it. Women do the exact same thing, guys. Listen, they have so many guys trying to get at them, they've got to make quick, fast decisions. And if you cannot keep up and you fall behind, then they're going to move on, okay? They're going to move on, because there's too many guys out there. nor should you feel threatened. I'm not saying to feel threatened by any guys. That's not what this is about. It's not about feeling threatened by any guys. It's overstanding that every move that you make as a man is very important. See, the thing for so many of you guys is that the number one reason why you guys out there are sending mixed signals, remember, it's what there are two levels of mixed signals that you are sending. The first one is to yourself. The second one is to yourself, to her. So you're kind of like sending two layers of mixed signals to him because, number one, because you don't have a sense of self, you're going to overcomplicate everything. Everything's going to be a big complication. And instead of just staying on your square, going from A to B, you think it's got to be complicated because you look at the woman and assume that because of how she looks, that she is going to be complicated. So if she's complicated, I've got to be complicated. And if she looks complicated to you, then you're going to try to play a complicated game with somebody that is not really skilled in complication. She doesn't know herself. She doesn't really know herself well enough, but most of you guys out there you kill yourselves all the time. All the time you kill yourselves because everything you do is unfortunately a complication. A complication. Rather than talk to yourself and move her where you want to go, you complicate things because let's think about the judgments. Let's look at the judgments. Either you're judging yourself, I'm not good enough, I'm too short, too ugly, too fat, my dick is not big enough, I'm a premature ejaculator, I have erectile dysfunction, I've got a bad liver, I mean, something. Whatever it is, you're judging yourself. You're saying, I'm not good enough. And then when you see her, you're saying she is good enough. And then once you see her that she's good enough, you're saying, wow, wait a second, she's so pretty. She looks like the kind of woman that would date a guy that has a good job. I don't have a good job. She looks like she would date a guy that's 6'4" and has money. I'm short and I don't have money. You see how you do that? So you're adding these layers of complications. Then let's get to the next layer of complication. You get with the woman, and then because she give you a little bit of play, you automatically under this assumption that, wow, well, what do I have to be in order to get her to like me? So let me try to fit into what I think she thinks she wants. And that's where you think that, okay, she wants me to ask her questions because if you ask her questions, that means I'm interested in her. That means I want to show her that I'm interested in her. So I'm going to ask her a bunch of questions. See that? Then your fourth judgment, other guys. If you see her on Facebook or Instagram and some guy likes her post or somebody comments on her post and she puts a smiley face, hard eyes, or a heart under it, you feeling some kind of way about that guy. Well, who is he? Oh, well, let me look him up. Oh, okay. Well, God, I didn't know, man. He's got money, man. He's pretty high value. That means I'm not going to, y'all see what I'm saying? You're all you're doing is complicating something that's pretty simple by the communication that you're having with yourself. The self-communication is killing you. It is stomping a mud hole in your ass because you're not looking at game the way you should be looking at it. You're looking at it in the wrong way because you're too busy getting caught up in the details, and you're getting overwhelmed by the process or the movements, your behavior. It is overwhelming. So you take those things, and you're just killing yourself over and over again because you're too busy worried about things that you shouldn't care about. You shouldn't be worried about the details because I already know me. I know what I got to say. I know what I got to do. I know I need to leave her. I'm cool with the details. Process is putting those details in action. That's all it is. but you're not looking at the process. You're looking at, oh, my God, if I say A, she's going to say B. And if she says B, then I've got to try to say D. But what if she says Z? Or what if she says Y? What if she doesn't say everything in the chronological order that some guy's book I've been reading tells me I need to do everything step by step? Doesn't work that way. And for all my guys that have the dating, the bid, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I told you that. I can't get that out there, but you know what I'm talking about. But everything is not going to go your way. Matter of fact, you should expect the unexpected. You should expect that it's not going to go your way. But yet y'all are not ready to understand that because y'all are too busy worried about things. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. If you want to call in, lines are open. We'll continue. We're talking to them. We'll keep flowing. But here's the thing, man. If it's not that or that's part of it, then here is your next mixed signal. Your greatest mixed signal, if all of these, it's just so many, it's so many greats in this, is that all your life, guys, you've had this thing called a telephone. All your life, you've had a telephone, right? And all your life, whatever you want from this phone, you can get at a moment's notice. If you want to learn something, you just go to Google it. You'll get the answer. You're good to go. Now, for my old ass, we had to get and walk to the or ride our bikes to this weird thing called a library. We had to get microfiche, and we had to sign in. We had to get this little long thing. We had to pull this thing out. We had to go find a little microfiche thing. We had to slap that shit on this thing, this light thing, and then we had to. I mean, it was a lot of steps. But you motherfuckers today, whatever you want is at the tip of your fingertips. If you want to eat something, you don't even have to leave your house anymore. You just press DoorDash and get it sent to you. If you want a taxi cab somewhere, we had to wait for cabs or we had to flag them down. Oh, y'all guys, oh, no, let me go to Uber or Lyft. Hit that button, you're good to go. But why am I saying this is a problem? Because most of you guys out here have this thing called you want it right now, instant gratification. You are not only being seduced by it, but you're hooked on it because you want it right now. You have never been taught to wait. You've never been taught to have self-discipline. You've never been taught to just sit back and wait for things to happen for you. You never did that. And because you never did that, what you're expecting is what not. You want things to happen right now. I just met her. I don't know her. I'm trying to get her back to my place to have sex with her. That's all y'all are thinking. You're not even looking at things. You're just trying to move as fast as you want because you've trained yourself to say, well, if I can get it on my phone that fast, I should be able to get it that fast in life. So a lot of y'all guys are killing yourselves through the instant gratification and all this other stuff. But then you got some of you guys out there, procrastination. Oh, my God, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Just sit around. I'll wait. I'll get to it later. I'll talk to her later. Crazy. Crazy. So you have these things. What do you expect to happen with this woman? You're going to send her a mixed signal because you're not even standing on who you are and what you are, gentlemen. You're not doing that. So it becomes frustrating. It becomes very, very frustrating because you want it so bad, she becomes interested in you, or she See, here's the thing that's funny about y'all guys. Sometimes women just say shit, dog, and they don't even believe what the fuck they say. A lot of women would tell you right now they want a relationship. I would say the majority of women right now would tell you they want a relationship, but guess what? They're fucking somebody on the side, and they're not having a relationship. How's that happen? How's that possible? Let me say that again. There's a lot of women out there that say they want a relationship. But these are the same women that's fucking somebody on the side right now who ain't going to even get him a fucking relationship. He's just fucking, okay? He's just fucking. BK, you just stay home. Stay in your basement. You ain't ready for this. Stay in your basement. No, y'all got questions to ask. Stay in your basement. Anyway, let me continue. So, but we got these things. This is why you're sending mixed signals. A lot of y'all are just fear. Y'all scared of rejection, criticism. You're worried about judgment. You're worried about embarrassment. You think everybody's looking at you like you're some top athlete, a star, a rapper, and everything. Everyone's watching what you're doing. So you don't even do anything to push things forward because of fear. Then there's another part of you that loves the camp. Wow, she gives you a little play, so you don't want to mess things up. So let me tell you what a lot of you guys do. Y'all meet a woman. Y'all exchange information. And then because some of you, then you're like, well, you know what? I'm not even going to call until the date. And I expect her to be right where she's supposed to be. I expect her to be exactly where she should be. Think about what I'm saying, guys. Y'all have a question, go ahead and ask, guys. The Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. But I want to break, I'm breaking all this stuff down to you guys with ease. With ease. So I just want to make sure y'all got this down. Because these are the things that are sending mixed signals. But these are the mixed signals you're sending to yourself. I didn't even say the woman yet. I'm saying these are the mixed signals that you are actually sending to yourself. Because you have all those things, y'all think it's over? No. Most of you guys are afraid to make mistakes. And because you are afraid to make a mistake, you're not going to take the risk because you know if you take the risk, it's not going to work out for you. You know it's not going to work out for you if you take the risk. And this is why a lot of y'all guys have the issues and problems you have right now. But remember,
you got it wrong. Hold on, I'm
going to answer. Give me one. Guys, give me one second. It's the Man Mindset. Hey, guys, the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is definitely in session. Class is definitely in session. In session.
What up, though?
All right, guys, we're back. It's the Man Mindset, the Dean. Let me keep my music on. I don't know why my music ain't on. Jesus Christ. Keep my music on, so. All right, music's on. All right, so let me show y'all something. Why? Again, this is amazing. It's a great statement that you said, oh, but there is so much bad in this. Let me show y'all why you guys lose. And I appreciate this. I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm going to help you with this shit. He said, I believe it was the right thing to walk away from this girl. She had a terrible attitude and consistently talked about how her ex made her feel this way. Did she really have a terrible attitude? Or because you sent her mixed signals that you wouldn't tolerate a terrible attitude, that she had a terrible attitude? Did she really talk about her ex-boyfriends? Or did you send her a mixed signal that you were not going to tolerate her talking about other men? See, this is why y'all, the thing that y'all go wrong, and I keep trying to tell y'all. Can't say we're the only one, but we're very few out here that tell you this. The way you communicate to yourself is going to set off a series of events with every woman.
how you communicate to yourself. See, the woman didn't have a terrible attitude because I bet you when she goes to work, she doesn't talk to the boss that way. She doesn't have an attitude with the CEO, the vice president, the CFO. She didn't have a problem with her managers or homeroom department. She didn't have no problems with everybody, but it's odd she's having problems with you. And the worst part about it is, why do y'all guys blame women for having terrible attitudes? The only reason she's got the attitude is because of the mixed signals that you're sending her. You're telling her to run over me and talk crazy about me and to talk to other guys, and you don't even realize it. And that's why she's doing it. And that's, you know why she's talking about her ex-boyfriends? Because that's what you created. You have told her that not only are you going to disrespect me and talk crazy to me, we're going to talk about your ex-boyfriends. You communicated that, brother. So I don't know why you guys sit around here and think that they're actually the problem when most of you guys do not believe yourselves. Excuse me. Most of you guys are talking bad about yourselves, and this is why. Because I'm not even done talking about the communication you have with yourself. Because a lot of you guys most of you guys don't even learn from your mistakes. You make so many mistakes, and yet you don't even learn from them. Because you avoid making mistakes. And that's part of your problem. Yes, I said it. Avoiding mistakes. Because you don't see value in making mistakes, man. The value in making a mistake is to learn from it to make the proper adjustments so that doesn't happen again. But let me stop you guys before y'all say anything, because I think y'all know where it's going at. Let me stop you guys and let me explain this to you. It's not a mistake for a woman to say she has a boyfriend. That's not a mistake for her to say she's not interested in you. So you cannot necessarily just run back and try to fix that and think that every woman you meet after that is going to be down for you. That's not a mistake. That's a choice. See, you're looking at her rejecting you as a mistake or rejection. It's not a mistake. It's just a choice. She's allowed to say no to you. It's her choice. That's not a mistake. It's going up to a woman and not even knowing what to say or what to do. So you just go throw shit up on the wall and hope something sticks. And by doing that, and because you talk bad to yourself, you're actually tearing yourself down versus pick yourself back up. And I hope that makes sense to y'all guys, because you're messing it all up. You're actually killing yourself on this stuff. But also, the communication you have with yourselves that makes you have miscommunication with the woman is that you're closed-minded. Every one of you have ego and self-importance in your mind. And if you can't push aside your ego and your self-importance, you'll never be a student of the game, because you want to do things your way. You want it your way or the highway. It's got to be done this way. And if you're not a man and you want to do it your way ain't working. So why would you want to do it your way? Or why would you continue to keep doing it your way? And but yet, most of y'all keep doing that. Because how are you going to see and learn game and overcome things that go wrong in your life if you are stopping yourself from new and fresh insight to growing, guys? It's a beautiful thing where you just had to take common sense. But again, most of you guys out here, if all my guys who have their bid, you know what the left hand side, All my guys who have done their bid, you know, we talk about the left-hand side. And only you understand this, who we've been working on our bid, but I'm going to say to everybody else, it's going to go over their head, but y'all understand it, who has your bid. See, the average guy, because they all have their bid, they're not flexible. Remember, guys, left-hand side. If you got the bid, left-hand side. They're not flexible in their bids, and they don't even understand that. But I am not going to talk about that because it's not fair for you guys that pay for the bid. But y'all know what I'm talking about. All the guys got the bid, left-hand side. That's their problem. Their biggest problem is that they are not flexible. Okay? Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask and everything, okay? Oh, my Jesus. God damn it. Sir, I need you to listen to me. I agree. She is entering your world. But your world is made of fucking sticks and hay. You have... Why do you think because she's entering your world that she can't demolish it and take it over? You don't have a standard. You have a weak foundation. You're not standing on any kind of principles. But yet, you're sitting here saying, I don't want to hear about that shit. I told her that. No. You didn't tell her. You didn't talk to her about it. You were talking at her about it. Because if she's done it more than one time, then she's going to do it a million more. Because you never nipped that shit in the bud the first time it happened. That's the problem. That's the problem. Man, I had someone do that to me. I tell you, someone did that to me before. Thought I was one of you guys. Thought that she could talk to me about some guy. You know what I told her? I said, don't you ever talk to me that way. You know, I stopped talking to him for a few days, man. I just cut that shit off. I don't play that shit. Got to train him. Got to do it every month. Nope. Mm-mm. But you don't have a foundation, my brother. That's where all this shit is going wrong. Okay? All this shit is going wrong. But why it's going wrong? Because this is very important to understand. Most of you guys out here, because... you cannot do all the things that I said and I talked about. We're about to get deep here. Is you have never utilized, accessed, or tapped into your mental creative mindset to help you be a better thinker. Your core is a hidden thing. That will lead a woman to trust you and follow you. But you cannot lead from the surface, old dog. You in the surface. From the surface, you can't overcome great odds. From the surface, you can't overcome challenges. From the surface, you can't overcome problems. You can't do that from the surface. It blows a woman's mind away when she realizes they will think you are mystical and shit because they have never met a motherfucking guy to operate on his core. All right, let me bring in 469 real quick. I'm going to continue because we're about to get deep. Sorry for the wait, 469. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Steven.
469. Going once. 469. Hello. Going twice.
Hello.
All right. Call back. All right, air code 470. How can I help you, sir? 470, go once. Oh, hello.
This is Jessica. This is Jessica Michelle.
Oh, what's up, Jay? Oh, what's up, Jay?
Kane. No, I just called to interrupt the class a little bit, show some love to you in the chat. That's all.
Oh, okay. Oh, you come in.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It looks like you're getting annoyed with the caller. So I'm like, you know, let me call in, show some love to you in the chat room. Hey, guys.
I appreciate it, Jessica. Yeah, I appreciate it, Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. I'm just trying to run a show here. That's all.
No, I feel you. All right, then later.
All right, thank you, Jessica. All right, bye, Jessica. Thanks for calling in, girl.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye, Jessica. Thank you. That was Jessica Michelle calling in to say hi to all you guys out there. Just give y'all some love, how, like how she knows how. You know, only Jessica knows how to get that kind of love. So what I'm saying to you guys out there, thank you. No mental gym, no scribe, no guide, no marketing team, no senate, no library, no construction worker, no detective, no amusement park, no culinary school, no Hey, Jeremy, this is why I fucks with you, Jeremy. Jeremy, this is why I fucks with you. God damn it, Jeremy. Damn, I love him. God damn it, Jeremy. You, damn, Jeremy, you're a bad motherfucker. Jeremy, god damn it. Jeremy, you took the words right out of my cake-ass mouth, man. God damn it, Jeremy. Damn, Jeremy. Come on, man. Stop coming with all that motherfucking power, man. Come on, Jeremy. Whittle that shit down, baby. Jeremy, you're 1,000% right. What I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to me is that you are not the kiddie pool to a woman. You are a vast, deep ocean of depth. But you don't even take them beyond the kiddie pool. You should be able to move mountains in her mind. You should be able to part fucking oceans in her goddamn mind and make her see why she should connect with you guys. But y'all are not working. You're not heightening. You're not scribing. You're not building. You're not building your world. You're not building that smooth talker, the lover, the romantic motherfucker. You're not building these things. You've got to cultivate creativity, because in creativity, that's where we cultivate them smiling, laughing, blushing, thinking, moaning, playing with themselves, missing you, getting jealous, getting territorial, wanting to be with you, understanding they can't have you and still giving you the ass. That's what I'm talking about. But see, everybody doesn't want you to know this. Everybody wants you to stay. Nobody wants you to tap into you. They don't want you to go. They don't want you to get your drill. You should begin with your construction worker that has a blueprint on you, and you should get that piece. You should get that drill to keep drilling past the surface to get to your core. Because at your core is where you're creative. Guys, all my dogs, listen to me. Because I want y'all to see something. Wait. Y'all know what I got to do. Hold on. This ain't, I was only going to say because Jessica did. Hold on. Y'all know what I'm about to do before I say it. Wait, guys. What y'all about to hear is 100% authentic. Nobody even talking about this. I'm the only one discussing this, so we'll always remember that, all right? But let's talk on it. Listen to me, guys. Everybody listen. This is very important. There was a time in your life that your mom, dad, your teacher, your grandmother, or your babysitter can give you a piece of paper, cardboard, a pen, a pencil, a crayon, a marker, or a paintbrush, and you were off in your own little world, either drawing spaceships, playing army, shooting things. You were in your own world of creativity as a young man. So I'm not saying anything that you haven't done. This is, I'm being honest with you. All of you guys had this until one day, you know what it is, somebody told your ass that you're acting immature. You know, a real man puts down the joysticks in the video games. A real man doesn't watch Marvel movies in DC. A real man doesn't read comic books. A real man doesn't collect cards and things like that. Oh, just grow up. And you motherfuckers said okay.
You motherfucker said okay. And once you said okay, you killed that motherfucker. That motherfucker, when you could take a towel or a sheet and tie it around your fucking neck and act like you were fucking flying. You could get on your bicycle and act like it was a spaceship, and you would make noises, or you would put a card in the spokes, and it goes. You could grab a stick off the ground, and it could be a gun, a sword, a knife. The possibilities were endless. You could take a wiffle ball bat, and that could be a lightsaber. When you had creativity, you were, guys, listen to me. You didn't even know this. This is going to be deep. You wasn't going to the deep part of the ocean. You were fucking creating the deep part of the ocean, and you didn't realize it. When you begin to use your mind, you dug the hole and kept digging it and stretching it and digging and stretching and digging and stretching and digging and stretching to a point that the depth that you had was going to serve you purpose as an adult. Okay? As an adult. But you didn't do that. You didn't see that. Guys, this is what I'm saying to y'all. Let me check the phone lines real quick. We're getting deep today. They got the phone lines. Let me grab the phone lines. Let me grab 469, then I'll grab 803. 469, can I help you, sir? What's your question? What's up?
Steve, yeah.
Okay, hello? You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're waiting. What's your question? What's up? What can I help you with? All right. Well, hold your thoughts. We'll put you in. I see that you're having problems talking. So hold on, 469. 803, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, that was cute what y'all just done, but no, I'll stand around. No, I got some issues with your website and everything, because you was talking about the bid, and you told the 30-minute thing, but the problem is I don't got no PayPal. I don't know if you say you're going to get, you're going to put.
Wait. Then either do it through Zelle, but why are you telling me this now? What does this got to do with anything? Why are you telling me this?
You talk about the bid, right? The bid is a 30-minute thing, right? Because you're not really giving people the right. Okay.
I'm not giving I'm not giving people the right what? Wait. Say that again. I'm not giving people the right what?
No. The website is complicated. You did a good job with the design there.
The website is not complicated.
Sure.
If you just send a damn email and you have me call you, I can walk and hold your hand through it. It's not complicated.
So
what's the
PayPal?
Problem?
I can go through Zelle, right? Zelle, correct?
You can Zelle it. Oh, wait, you don't have a credit card? You're a grown man. You don't have a credit card?
You know I got a credit card, but it won't work for a credit card.
But
I only say
you
PayPal.
You can pay PayPal with credit card, brother. You don't have to have PayPal. You can use your credit card. You can use your credit card.
You just have to create an account and everything.
All right, then if I can't help you, then find someone who can help you, okay? If you don't want to take the necessary steps.
I'm not saying you're lazy. I mean, I can do it.
Well, then what are you calling me for then? What's the question? What's up?
I got another question.
All right, what's up?
Is it possible you could let me talk to Jessica so I could put my bid in so I can speak real game to her?
Jessica, call back into the show, Jessica. All right. Hey, Jessica. Jessica, call back, Jessica. If she calls back, you can put your bid. Jessica, call back, girl. Jessica, call in, girl. Stay right there. If Jessica calls in, we'll bring you both back in. We'll wait for Jessica to pop back in. All right, Jessica, you got a request, Jessica. Someone wants to put their bid in He doesn't even have a beard, but he's going to try to put something in. So, Jessica. Come on in, Jessica. Someone want to holler at you, Jessica. So, come on in, Jessica. So 803, I'll put you in. We'll wait for Jessica to call, and when she calls, I'll open you up. Okay, big dog?
All right.
Oh, wait. Damn it. She just called in. Shit. Jessica, you there, baby girl?
I'm here. I'm listening, Daddy.
All right. She said
she already
daddy.
Calling me Daddy.
No, she was calling me Daddy. She said, no, wait, 803. She called me Daddy, dog. She didn't call you Daddy. She called me Daddy. Okay. So,
Steve is Daddy.
Okay, so go ahead, 803. Go ahead, 803.
Yeah,
you got
talk
it.
Your shit. Let me hear you, 803.
Yeah.
What's up, 803?
Go ahead.
The reason why I want to talk to you is because I find you interesting, and I was wondering if you could. Yeah. Oh, shit. Now, that's a bad sign, isn't it?
No, talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, but I was the reason why, like I said, the reason why I was trying to, you know, talk to you is because, you know, I find you interesting. Maybe we can meet up at the coffee shop or at the ice cream place.
I mean, I live in Orlando.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, you plan on booking a flight? You come to Orlando, we can definitely link up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great if you put me up, like.
All right, that's cool. Steve has, like, a little dating show going on.
Yeah. Wait, Carla, hold on. Let me do this quick. Oh, wait, I did it wrong. Hold on, sorry. Here we go. Let me do it again. Oh, shit. All right, caller, 803.
Yes.
All right, peep game. Let's say you take her out. You're coming to Orlando. You're in Orlando, okay? You're at the ice cream place. I'll be your waiter. You got Jessica. You're across from Jessica, okay? So we come in. Okay, wait. Let me find the name of the. Let me find a lady that. Let me find the first lady I see. Let me see first lady up. Let me see. I'm scrolling up. Wait. We got the first lady I see. Hold on. First lady I see. Wait. Let me scroll up. Hold on. The first lady I see. Hold on. I'm scrolling.
Z, bread, peaches.
Z came up. Z. Oh, peaches. I see peaches. All right. So okay. Okay. I'm gonna use Z and I'm gonna use peaches. Okay. I'll be your waiter. Hi everybody. How you doing? My name is Steven. I'd like to welcome you to the Z Rose Ice Cream Parlor, where we have the famous ice cream. My name is Steven. Can I take your order?
Yes. I appreciate that. Well, before I even say anything, Jessica, I want you to meet Jessica. She's a lovely lady. I met her.
Man,
you see how nice she look. Look at her. You see how nice she look.
Whoa.
Man,
nice to meet
you.
Wow. Hey, buddy, she's got a rump roast. Whoa.
A rump roast. Okay, let's skip all that. I just want some whipped cream with some cherries. That's all I want.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take you. Okay, sir. Some whipped cream and cherries.
And I want you in the back, Steve. I want to take you to the back.
No. I'm the waiter. You can't.
Hold on.
No.
You want to go with Steve in the back?
No. I'm the waiter.
Go ahead.
No, I'm the waiter. I'm going to go get those cherries. So, sir, what would you like? What kind of ice cream would you like from the Z Rose? What would you like, sir?
I get an Oreo ice cream with some whipped cream on top. That'd be lovely.
All right, I got it down. Okay, let me read the order, okay? For the lady here, we've got whipped cream and cherries. And for you, sir, it's the Oreo ice cream. Okay, guys, I will be right back. La-da-da-da-da-da. Now walk off. Now, what are you going to say to her?
I'm going to say this.
Do it right
so,
now.
I'm glad that we are, you know, I finally get to see you and everything. I'm glad everything worked out. So, how's things going? Tell me about yourself.
Anyway, you want me to tell you about myself?
anything that might pique my interest.
Well, shit. I mean, what I would do is wait for Steve to come with the whipped cream, and then we go to the car, Because me, I'm like an anywhere type of person. You know, I can get it on anywhere. And, yeah, start playing with the whipped cream, the cherry, in the car.
Well, I know one thing I would like to do.
What? What's up?
I would like to put the ice cream and put it on your nose so I can lick it off your face.
Well, hey, guys,
yeah,
I'm back.
We're going to have to start this shit over again because this shit is not even going the way it's supposed to go. It's not hitting the way it's supposed to be hitting.
It ain't hitting the way it's supposed to hit, but oh wait, I was about to get, okay, call it. Why are you so nervous? Why are you stuttering? Why are you asking boring questions, caller? Why are you doing that, man?
I was stuttering? Y'all could have heard that shit?
We all could hear that shit.
Holy
shit. Saw that shit.
You're a little nervous.
Yeah, you got to relax, man. You know, you got to talk to her, not at her, okay? So look, here we go. Now we'll give it a shot. Okay, well. Here are your cherries and your whipped cream, ma'am. And, sir, here's
Thank
your
you.
Cookie. Would y'all like anything else? Can I get y'all anything else?
An empty room?
That'd be it for me.
Oh, she,
you want a fancy room?
She's got a nice...
You don't mind if I'm paying us for a fancy room? You want a fancy room?
Well, no, sir. Why not? Well, sir,
I said
my
an empty room. We're out of ice cream parlor, so I feel like an empty room.
Yeah, well, Z and Rose are my managers are here, and I don't want to get in trouble. So, I gotta go. If you need me, I'll check with you soon. Da 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 da. Now, talk to me. What you saying now?
Man, I'm glad you laughing a lot. I'm glad you enjoying yourself, though.
That's what you would say to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying this to you right now.
Oh yeah, no, that's just my personality. I'm a happy ass person. I'm always laughing. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Wait, call it. Instead of saying to see what's up, why don't you take what she said she's a happy-ass person, but why don't you say, well, you know what, I understand that you're a happy-ass person, but I want to see what's behind that smile. I want to see why you're happy, what makes you happy. I want to know things about you that you don't talk to anybody else about. That'll put a smile on my face. I'm just helping you out, caller. You can see it's the 803.
Damn. Holy shit. How the fuck I don't think about that shit? That's crazy.
Because you're
crazy.
Keep going, man. So keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
I know you probably feel like you're on the spot because everybody's listening, but just act like nobody's there. It's just me and you on the phone.
Nobody's there.
Yeah. I'm glad they're listening. Yeah, but shit.
Damn.
I mean, I can show you what's behind my smile, what's behind my shirt, what's behind these jeans.
Okay,
I can show you a lot of different stuff.
So what else you say after that? Because I think Steve finished it off, then you have to say something after. You were smiling,
you were blushing.
What if Steve wasn't around? What are you going to do?
Yeah, you got a leader. I'm over here talking to my manager, Z. I'm talking to Z and Peaches. I'm in trouble and shit. They want to know why I'm fratting with the guy. I'm over here. Yeah, so you got to talk.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, but I would love to see what's behind your smile.
That's it?
Shit, that was pathetic.
Why?
God
Why?
Damn.
It's okay. It's cool. I know you're nervous.
No,
it's
like,
I'm actually
having a vision of me. Looking at myself in the mirror, I'm like, what the fuck?
You made a statement. You should be able to remember, know why, defend, stand, express. Remember that. So if you're making a statement, you've got to stretch it out. Don't just make a blank statement. Go into the statement.
Okay, let's just pause. I just want to give a shout-out to Jay, to Reggie, because earlier I was, you know, telling them a little something that was going on in my personal life. They gave me really good advice, bomb advice. I just want to thank you, Jay. Thank you, Reggie. I appreciate you guys. All right. Let's unpause. Continue.
All right, I'm back. All right, so now, okay, come on. All right, what you doing now? Come on. Y'all sitting there. You're eating
okay.
Ice cream. She's eating ice cream.
Okay. She's eating ice cream.
I mean, basically, we'll just be getting to know each other. Like, just talking, like, I don't know, our likes and interests. Yeah. That's what I'll be doing.
So
especially
like
the first time we're meeting at the coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just getting to know each other.
Talk to her.
That's it, really.
Talk to her.
talk to. So how you like the ice cream? How you like the ice cream? Is it good?
Well, I only had whipped cream and cherries. So
whipped cream
I'm enjoying
cherry.
It.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay, that's... Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying. I'm loving it.
Okay, all right, timeout caller. This is where you say, you know what I'm enjoying? I'm enjoying how you're taking the cherry and you're dipping it in the cream and how it is touching your mouth. I'm starting to get jealous of the cherries because the
Damn,
cherries are getting...
Damn, talk to me, Steve.
The cherry, look, don't use it. The cherries, she's got cherries and whipped cream. The cherries are getting more lip action than you are. I'm jealous of the chair. Come on, dog. Use that shit, man. Talk to her, man. Talk to her. Talk to her.
I don't know, Steve. I think you're probably intimidating him. That's what it is.
Come on, man. Talk to her. Talk to her. The lines are, see, I think other guys want to talk to you, Jessica. You might have to hang around. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, about the ice cream. I'm kind of jealous of
don't do that. Just do it the way that you would say. Like, don't use what Steve is saying. That's how Steve would approach me.
That's how I would
do it. Like, it's not going to sound right if you're going off what Steve is saying, you feel me?
Oh, okay.
Let it come out naturally.
I'm a copycat. All right.
Now, don't pick up.
Yeah, that's how it's coming off.
Let me get some more. You know what? Not only am I jealous about the cherries that's rubbing on your lips. You know, the thing, what it reminds me of is what it would be like to not only have the cherries on your lips, but to put the cherries on your body and slowly, with the whipped cream, start to put it all over your body and taking my time from one spot to the next, trying to see how the cherry tastes on your knees. Versus your thigh, versus your stomach, versus your breasts, versus your lips, versus that pretty pussy of yours. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying. So go ahead, dog. I'm just showing you, dog. I'm just giving you an extra one. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and be quiet. I'm in the back. I'm getting yelled at.
You know what, Steve? Fuck the caller. You need to put your words into actions. How about that?
Go ahead, Ado. You got it, dog. You got it, dog. Keep going, man. Keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah,
keep going.
I'm
going,
trying to
man.
Throw you off your game, but it's okay. Keep going. I'm fucking with you.
Hey, remember, the women going to try to throw you off the game, so you got to keep it going, okay? Keep it going.
Okay.
Come on, keep going. Well, help me come.
I like how you're eating that. You hear me? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I can
hear you.
You hear me? Okay. I like how you're eating those cherry. I like how you're eating those cherry. You chewing it. Really nice, smooth. It kind of reminds me of me when I'm really smooth at, you know, making things happen, especially when I'm give you a nice rub, nice music.
With some whipped cream, some cherries, some candles, some oil.
Oh, yes. Now, that's something special. Anything
yes,
about
set
it.
The mood. Give me an experience. Create an experience for me.
All right.
You
let's
have the
let's
best
move.
Experience.
Let's move this from the ice cream parlor. Okay, let's say you worked it. She's at your door, knocking on your door. Knock, knock, knock. Open the door and talk to her as she's coming to your. She's at your crib, at your door. The door. Knock, knock, knock. Bing bong. Okay, go ahead. What are you gonna say? To
Okay, she at my door. I grab her hand. I twirl her around.
Are you
like, oh, my
first,
gosh.
Are you going? Well, you got to talk to her. Don't tell us. Talk to her.
Okay. I'm turning you around right now. Oh, my God. You look amazing.
Thank you. But how many other layout of the place? You have, like, an ambiance feeling? Got candles going? Got the incense, the place smelling good? What's going on in the surroundings?
Hey, what's going on? You got to talk to us. Talk.
Well, I like to, you know, have a great experience, you know, especially when you come in. That's why I put the candles and I got the music playing. And matter of fact, I got food cooked for you. So follow me.
Okay, were you kind of placing some of the food on my body?
Wait a minute. Slow down. You're going to eat first, and maybe I might put some food on your body.
What about opening the door like you said? You know, hey, how you doing, Jessica? Come here. Oh, my God, you're twirling around. You look absolutely gorgeous. Come here. I'm going to get in her ear and say, Jessica, you smell very sexy. Damn, you look good, too. Let's come inside. I'm going to grab her hand. You got to be specific, caller. Walk her in. As she gets through the door, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm going to grab her hips. I'm going to push her and let her ass close the door. I'm going to give her a soft kiss. And I'm going to say, I got something for you. I want to show you something real quick. I'm going to grab her hand. I'm going to take her to the counter. Guess what's going to be at the counter? At the counter is going to be whipped cream and cherries because I want to let you know that I paid attention to our first date, and I know that's something that you enjoy. Not that we're going to have it right now, but I want to let you know that, guess what? It's on my mind. I took a mental note. You see what I'm saying?
Damn. That's the problem right there. I didn't remember that part.
It's not remembering.
No,
you
remember.
Caller,
you
sound
kind of
young
or
older. You don't mind me asking. You sound very young.
I'm 24.
That's why.
Yeah.
I'm 36.
You 36?
I'm 36, yes.
See, well, now you lucky because you talking to a 24-year-old, a younger guy.
Yes, but the thing is, you don't have an experience for me, so you'll just be boring. Just on to the next one.
Ooh, so you gotta watch it. You gotta just, hey, but caller, you did okay. Listen, caller, you just gotta remember when you're on. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a C-. At least you tried. I give you that for the effort. But what I'm saying is that you've got to be able to relax and just talk to her. Allow to use the environment, you and everything around you, and use the creativity that I'm talking about. Use your creativity to draw her in, to show her that, okay, this is why I'm that guy. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me see. Hold on, Jessica. Let me see if there's another guy that wants to talk to you. Hold on a second, 803. Let me put you in real quick.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me see something. Hold on a second. 470, did you want to talk to Jessica or you had a question?
Yeah, Dean, I wanted to put my bid in.
All right, go ahead and talk to Jessica. Go ahead.
You know what, Jessica? You got such a sexy smile. And, you know, you want to know how I know you got a sexy smile? Just by the way you're laughing. So, you know what?
Thank
you.
I appreciate it.
Where are my manners? Excuse me. I don't mean to be rude, and I don't want to hold you up from this live phone call, but the reason why I'm even talking to you is because when I heard that sexy voice of yours, I said to myself, this is the exact type of woman I want to get to know in the morning soon and what.
Damn, boy. Okay, talk to me. Keep going.
So how about this? You take my number, right? And when you hit me up, I'm going to handle you with care from there. Sound like a deal?
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
All right. 407. Hey, good job. Hold on, you ain't going yet, 7. You did good now. Hold on, motherfucker. Now.
Yeah, you did good. You did good.
Now, where's your date? Where you taking her at? Lake Springs, at?
I'm taking her. I just actually, Dean, you talking about that now. I found the new joint on that. I'm at this joint right now. So it's a wing house in my area.
Let's set up the date then. Let's see you set the date up. Go ahead. Set up the date.
Well, what do you mean? Like through the text message or like you want me to actually go through? We're going to role play the date.
Yeah, you role playing. You're on the phone with it right now. You haven't set the date up. So go ahead and set up the date.
All right. So like I still don't understand what you mean, man. Are you like doing what you did with the last call? Like what is he doing on the date?
No, not yet. I want you to set up the date. Now, okay, you got her attention and curiosity. She's talking to you. Y'all are talking. So set up the date. Before you go on the date, set it up.
All right, Jessica, the way I'm talking to you, just pretend that it's a text message, all right?
Oh, you're talking to her. She called you. She called you on the phone.
Oh, no, we're talking on the phone.
Yeah.
We're talking
on the phone.
Okay, I got you.
Go ahead and set it up.
You know something, Jessica? I got a bone to pick with you.
A bone to pick with me? Which bone are you talking about?
I'm talking about the funny bone that's making you laugh right now.
Okay.
But the bone I had to pick with you is, see, I was over here at this place, and I'm just kicking it. But as soon as I heard your voice, I said, God, I just had to talk to this woman. But I want to invite you on a date at Wing House at so-and-so time and at so-and-so place, and I want you to accompany me there.
No, wait, stop.
Oh, wait,
okay,
hold on.
Yourself.
So-and-so place and so-and-so time.
Well, the wing stop at, like,
No, okay.
Wingstop is not a date, and you didn't give me a time, like a date, and I would, no, not a Wingstop.
Wait, 4 7, hold on, let me mute you real quick.
I didn't mean it like that, you know what I mean?
Wait, you did mean it like that. Hold on a second, 4 7, give me a second. Let me mute you, sorry, Jessica, I didn't mean to mute you. Okay, 4 7, hold on, let me explain where you went wrong. Brother, what did I tell you before? You got to sound check this. And I'm gonna use the two ladies again. I'm gonna use Z and I'm gonna use Peach again. And instead of the ice cream place, they're the jazz place. All right. So,
I love jazz.
You would say, you know what? Is this place that I love to? There's this place I'm going to later on tonight around 9 o'clock. It's called the Peach Rose. It's a nice jazz club that not only has a great jazz band, it has great wine. It has great cheese boards, but it's also a great time where I can see and get to know you in a more intimate way. And what I would love for you to do is I would love for you to accompany me, if you can, around 9 o'clock, wear something sexy. I would love to see you in black because I love the color black. And we will have a great time because let me tell you why I want you to accompany me, Jessica, because what I love about this place is not only – the atmosphere, but the band. There's this band, the Z Band, and they play the greatest jazz. And one of the greatest songs they have is, you know, the song called Putting Your Face in the Pillow and Smacking Your Ass. And I love that song. So if by chance you would love to accompany me, I would try to have you meet the band leader so you can see. But you got to check this out. But if you're free, I would love for you to accompany me. Would you like to go?
And I would love to go. I love jazz music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? And the thing that I love about jazz music is it's not too heavy, but it's not too soft. But the thing about the right jazz song, the right level of jazz and the speed of jazz can set the tone of things to come. And I'm going to make sure, Jessica, when I get over there, I'm going to tell Z to make a nice slow jazz, a soft jazz set. So when I make my move, give you a kiss and make my move on you, my little area, I'll make it real slow. So you know when I nod my head at her and she play that slow song, you know it's going to be on.
Steve.
Wait, hold on. Wait, let me bring it 407. 407, do you see what I'm saying right there, 407?
Yeah, man.
Hold on, 407, you're in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Florida, woman.
What part of Florida do you want? I'm in Orlando. Well, you have to be in Orlando.
I live in Stanford.
I'm in Orlando.
I live in Stanford.
Oh, so you're not too far. I'm
too
by SeaWorld, Central Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not too far.
What a coincidence. Am I right?
All right. Well, you don't want to move with the wings, though, bro. You don't want chicken wings.
Yeah, no, I don't want no chicken wings. We could definitely do the gas.
I just found this spot today, man.
I told you got to find the jazz club. You got to find the mom and pop store.
There's actually a jazz club in Maitland, as a matter of fact. I don't know the name,
Maitland?
But there's one in Maitland.
Yeah, I don't know if there's even a jazz bar in San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my eye out for that.
You've got to do your homework for continent. You've got to find the spots, brother. They have places all over the place.
And then there's one in Dr. Phillips called The Vines. That's also a jazz spot. And I live over in Dr. Phillips area, so yeah.
Hold on. You're going to make me write this shit down.
Here's a problem. She should be telling you. You should be telling her.
Yeah, you're right.
Problem.
You're right.
She shouldn't be telling you this stuff. You should already have this stuff locked down, so when you're talking to her, you can break it down. Okay?
You're right, sir.
All right, we'll throw you back in, man. All that damn noise.
Hey,
we'll throw you back in.
Hold on. I wanted
What's
to
up?
Say what my name was in the chat. My name is Visitor in the chat.
Oh, you're Visitor?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't mean you get into it a couple of days ago?
You got into it with yourself.
Well, yeah. No, you was talking shit because I had blocked somebody. I think it was like Danger
I wasn't talking shit. I can't help it but to speak the truth.
Whatever. But yeah, no, I know. Oh. Now I can picture the name with the face.
All right, visitor. All right. All well, right. Visitor, we'll, y'all will let both y'all. All right, man. All right, Jessica. I appreciate it, baby. Jessica, if they need you, just be on cue. If they want to talk to you, I'll call you up, okay, in the bullpen, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, Jessica. I appreciate it. And thank you, visitor. All right, we'll throw y'all back. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. All right, so let me continue the show, guys. Y'all want to call in. Y'all have the number. Let's keep chopping it up. But I want to get back to the creativity thing because this is what's very important for a lot of you guys out there. A lot of you guys, when you were young, as I was saying before, you created the ocean when you were young. You created something beautiful where that had lots of depth because your mindset was free at that moment. You could go wherever you want to go with your mind and your thoughts. Somewhere along the way, somebody cut that off and stopped and prevented you from that growth. And what happened was now that you're a grown-ass man, you're having trouble right now identifying with that creativity, but also heightening to show the woman how creative you are. See, everything can be a creative adventure with the woman when you make it creative. Take her out to the deep part of the pool or the ocean and get out of the damn kiddie pool, okay? By becoming sexually creative, flirty creative, romantically creative, sensual creative, sexual creative. All these things can be creative. And see, the beautiful thing about it is they're going to look at you differently than they do the average guy because of how your characteristics are and how you're not just a one-trick pony. You are a multitude of roller coaster rides that you'll bring that woman on just by spending time with you or talking with you. It's going to be up and down. She'll feel great. She'll come down. She'll come up. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions that they're going to go through. And that's what's so important about everything that I'm showing you right now about how the game works. But you guys don't have the creativity. And this is one of the guys, every resource that I use is my mind. And the thing is, the depth in my mind is still going out there. It's not done. I'm still pushing. I'm not done. There's so much more out there. If it's a lot more out there for me, it is for you. Because that depth and that creativity is in the qualities, the sexual traits, my strengths, my sexual skills, the things that I can do and things I cannot do and things that I'm learning to do, okay? But all of these things are assets in which you should be able to grab from to have clear, concise control over. So when you're talking to the woman, remember, guys, the average – listen, gentlemen, the beautiful thing about what I'm showing you guys right now, the average guy out there does not have depth and range. The average guy out there is not working on his core. So they're on the surface. So you guys are getting an advantage because what are women used to? What are women hearing all the time? Average guys talking about average things. But what I'm saying is you don't have to push sex to be deep. You can draw her in with depth, showing that, wow, this guy can not only hold a conversation with me, but by the time we get done talking, shit, what happened with the time? Damn. We started at 9 o'clock and I just lost track of time. I lost track of everything. I wasn't thinking about what I'm going to go to the store to do tomorrow. I wasn't thinking about, well, I got to go feed my cat Kittles or whatever, Vittles, whatever the fucking cat name is. I wasn't thinking about this. I wasn't thinking about that. I was so locked in with this man that I feel a connection with him, a connection with him, okay? This is what I'm trying to show you guys. And this is why women are drawn in to the core because I'm saying that if you trust me enough, which you don't have to do right now, but through the conversation that we have, you're going to see that I don't operate like the average person. I don't want you guys operating on asking a bunch of questions, not knowing what you want to say or not knowing what you want to do. Z question.
So here I am, proud of visitor for putting himself out there, but I was freaked out when someone too close to him, did. He'd gone for it, though. It was a drama waiting to happen, right? No, okay. No, well, here's the thing. Visitor, even though he did okay in the beginning, listen, just because you do it good on the front end, you got to do great on the middle and the back end. You can't just be the front end. That's like, what was that movie with Mel Brooks? Blazing Saddles. I'm sorry, it's an old movie. Where they created a fake town and put fake billboards up to look like a town when it was only a carbon copy of a town. It wasn't real. So, Z, what I'm saying is the problem is that he looked for a wing spot. And if he was actually paying attention to what I was telling him, I told him to find a lake, spread your ass cheeks to go feed the ducks. I told him to find a jazz spot. I told him to find a mom-and-pop coffee shop, a mom-and-pop cocoa shop, a mom-and-pop tea and coffee shop, but he didn't listen. What did he do? He wanted to do it himself and talk about chicken wings with a woman, and that's where he went wrong because he's not following what I'm trying to show him how he did sound check. He wanted to look for a wing place. No one told him to look for no goddamn chicken wings, but he chose to do that. That's where he failed. That was where the turnoff was. But then what also was bad, where the woman had to tell him, Jessica had to tell him that, you know what, there's a jazz place here. Even though he's saying that, I can't find one. No, there's one everywhere, but you've got to find it. So this is why he kind of went wrong on that, Z. So there was a lot of things he did wrong, but it was just he started okay in the beginning and kind of tapered off at the end. 803, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yeah, Steve, this is the guy that called in earlier. I want to tell you, it can be short, but I want to tell you I appreciate you letting me speak to the nice, fine lady. I really do have to work on myself because what I'm catching myself doing is mimicking. I always mimicking, but I don't do it for myself. What's good for myself and what can I do to please lady, not from another man's perspective or another man's
by
thoughts
learning
and words.
Game. By learning game. You got to learn game, dog. You're sitting on the sideline. You ain't learning shit on the sideline, man.
Yes. And I felt good. I'm not going to lie. I felt so good doing it. That's why I felt good doing it. Even though I was nervous at the end, I felt good because I put myself out there and I challenged myself mentally. And it's a good thing I did that, you know, because once I keep doing this, it'll be a piece of cake. And hopefully I won't be feeling that fear or that, I don't know, I don't want to call it fear, but it's something in me, right? It's something in me that had my heart pumping. So,
remember when you were small and you had toy, you remember your action figures? Did you have action figures? You have action figures?
Yes.
Did you? What'd you play with when you were young?
I used to play with the wrestlings, the small wrestling toys.
Okay, right.
The
so,
old
okay.
ones.
Oh, wait,
the,
let me,
yeah.
Let me here's a crazy question. When you were playing with those wrestling toys, was your heart pumping, or did you just play with them? Did you let your mind? Oh, right. See, there's the problem. See, when you have creativity, you're focused on the creativity side. You're not focused on the heart pumping because that's the nervousness. That's the unsure. That's the inexperience. Your heart should never be – you know whose heart should be pumping? You ready? Her heart should be pumping because she's so nervous because she doesn't know what's going to happen next. And not only her heart should be pumping, she should have butterflies in her stomach because – she's nervous about, oh my God, what's going to happen next? What is he going to say next? I've got to keep cool. I got to be calm, but I'm losing control here. While I'm trying to hold myself down and be cool, calm, but I'm losing control. You see what I'm saying? Her heart should pump.
Yes.
She should have butterflies because of the excitement of what's next. See, there is no what is happening next when you don't ask questions. As I was saying, when I was telling her about the cherries and the whipped cream, okay, She wasn't expecting that. But I didn't do it in a nasty way. I did it with taste. I did it like art. You know what I mean? But also, I remember that was something that she ordered because that's something that she likes. So then I scribed it. I scribed it to myself, scribe. When I have her back at my place, the first thing I'm going to have is the whipped cream and the cherries. But I'm going to let her see that I was paying attention to the conversation we were having to let her know that I was actually paying attention and not just saying anything. You know what I mean? But I wasn't going to use that. I'm not using that to use it as a sexual thing. I'm just letting her know that I remember because I'm going to have other things there. I'm going to make a meal for her. I'm going to cook for her. I mean, that's sexy, cooking for her, making desserts from scratch. But allowing her – see, remember, the lights are going to be down. The music is going to be playing. And remember, all my fucking nude paintings – are going to like that. They're going to stand out. And if they stand out, she's going to go over there and look at it. And if she goes over and look at it, and I got a chance after I'm done cooking, I'm going to go over there and guide her and explain to her why I have that, because it drew in her curiosity to go over there and look at it. And so if she's looking at it, I can talk about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. You're breaking it down.
Every time I'm in Orlando, yeah, hold on. They got a place called City. Guys, let me tell you something. Orlando, they had a place called City. It's like this place that has nothing but clubs. It's City something. I think it's City Place something. There's somewhere in Orlando we always go to, and they have nothing but clubs. Oh, my God, man. I always tell y'all story, but anyway, I'm sorry. But anyway, but call it. But you see what I'm saying, though? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
All right, so what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm going to reset the lines because we kind of messed up in the beginning. So, guys, I'll reset the lines while I'm talking to you. So let me go let you go 803. You got a question, call back, okay?
All right.
All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and reset the lines and everything. All right, guys, I'll reset the lines.